Well, if you're like me, I don't know how many of you out there have glasses. Actually, I have them on right now. I'm going to take them off real quick, clean them. I got to clean my glasses frequently. So guess what? So what? For what reason? So I can see better, right? But the, I remember the last time I got some new glasses, whether they were clean or not, that there was quite a change that happened, but it wasn't for the better. And there was a reason behind that. The prescription was wrong. So instead of improving my vision, actually it made it worse. And so it wasn't until I went back to the eye doctor and had my vision retested, got a new eyeglass prescription, did it get better. And now I can see clearly for the most part. I'm sure there's things I still miss, but the question is, are you seeing with precision and clarity? Or is your vision blurry? I'm not referring to your physical eyesight, but your spiritual eyesight. As believers, we all wear spiritual glasses, and from time to time, we need to check and see how we're seeing, how our vision really is. Because that vision is vital to our walk with God, our faith and believing, and how we navigate through the world. But our spiritual vision can get clouded by our natural vision. And when we start to see through a natural vision, we lose clarity of who God is, who we are in Christ, and sometimes we are even hesitant to get that vision checkup because we get accustomed to the lenses we are wearing. Years ago, there was a gentleman who taught a class, and he taught about how somebody could get used to riding a bicycle with crooked handlebars. The handlebars were crooked, and so you get used to it that way. But you can tweak it and get them back in alignment. And so that's what we're going to talk about here tonight for a few moments. How is your vision? And I think it's a timely topic, not just for, days after the new year, but all the time, so that we catch a vision, a glimpse of a vision of who we are, who we've been made to be in Christ, what God's called us to, the vision of how much God loves us, the vision of what we've been forgiven for, vision of what God has called us to do in this world. And so I'd like to start, if you take your Bibles, go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Great verse. And there it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so that sounds like it's a pretty critical thing for us to get better vision. And there'd be some really good reasons why we should do, I guess we'll just call it a checkup from the neck up. And so our prayer also becomes like what Paul talked about in Ephesians, that the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of his calling. You're familiar with that. But I wanted to go through just briefly six reasons to check your spiritual vision. And number one is to get a clear vision of God's plan for your life. When your vision is cloudy, you're not seeing well, you can't see or envision God's plan. So there's an alternative, and we spend our time frustrated and confused and searching through our natural lens to try to find ourselves and our position in the world. But when our spiritual vision is tuned in, we can see that God has a purpose and a plan for our life. We desire to stay obedient in an alignment with him because our vision of his path for us is not clouding. But we see that the world offers empty promises and solutions that are based in the natural world that will always leave us unfulfilled. Maybe we could just stop right there. Get a clear vision of God's plan for your life. But number two, it guards against discouragement. And if we view our circumstances through a physical instead of a spiritual lens, we tend to focus on the obstacles. Worldly vision sets us up for discouragement because it only shows us what is possible through human standards and strength. Clear spiritual vision shows us that God is bigger than our circumstances, and through Him, we are overcomers. I wonder if you ever heard that. It's kind of a poem, a little story called The Devil's Garage Sale. And he had all these tools, and they were different giants, let's say, that he would use and have in his arsenal. But there was one kind of off to the side, and somebody had asked him about, how about that one? He said, oh, no, that's not for sale. That's one of my most effective tools. It's called discouragement. You know, we got to get over being discouraged. We got to be able to get back up, get in the game, get a clearer vision, claim our identity, our rights in Christ, who God has made us to be, and move forward, like it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. You remember? Rejoice in everything, pray about everything, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So, first of all, you get a clear vision of God's plan for your life, and realizing that when we look through the spiritual lens, it guards against discouragement. And also, it's kind of a, let's call it a piece of the armor that protects us from stumbling and falling short, missing the mark. Because foggy spiritual vision is a pathway to missing the mark. If we look through a worldly lens, we can see some of those temptations of the world as attractive and permissible. And the vision of the five senses tells us that instant gratification is okay and even encouraged. But clear spiritual vision lets us see clearly and enables us to use spiritual discernment and wisdom that guards against those temptations and shines a light on darkness so we can choose what is beneficial and not harmful. Remember in 1 Peter 5:8 it says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He roars like a lion. That's just to paralyze his prey so he can really make his move. Okay, number three. Let's see, is that three? Let's see here. One, two, three. This would be number four. It enables you to walk in the truth because it helps us to see the truth, to walk in truth, to live in the truth. The physical vision caters towards the flesh, ignores truth because it doesn't fit the narrative that matches our fleshly desires. But our spiritual vision caters to our spiritual life and seeks the truth and the light of God. I'm reminded of Colossians 3:1 where it says, since you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, right? Clear vision. Okay, number five. It allows you to see others with God's love. I don't know if you've realized this or not, but our physical lens, it focuses and zeroes in on each other's differences. If you don't agree with somebody, you see them through a physical lens, it's likely that you will oppose them instead of loving them through the eyes of God. And that physical sight can really harden our hearts, but when we get a clear spiritual vision, we see differences with loving eyes, with a heart of compassion and patience, just like God sees us with all of our imperfections. Remember Ephesians 4:32? Maybe that should be the badge of Christianity. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's our mission statement. Be kind, be loving, be forgiving. Be kind, because we've been forgiven for so much, it surely shouldn't take us that much to give others. And finally, number six is it reminds you of who you are in Christ. When our spiritual vision prescription is tuned in, we view ourselves correctly as a workmanship created in the image of God to do good works. When it's off, our faults are magnified, and we can dwell in who we were in our old nature instead of the new creation created in Christ. Because according to John 3, 1 and 2, as well as other places, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And we've been blessed. We've been blessed with spiritual vision. And, you know, we can take the responsibility to keep it clear so we can see with precision and clarity. You know, you think about Paul, how he was living prior to accepting Christ. His vision was what? Clearly physical. He was a persecutor of Christians when his actions were dictated through his five senses, his natural vision. But after he was blinded, he had greater spiritual vision. When those scales fell off his eyes, Paul's spiritual vision was clear. He then began to flourish by following Christ's commission to spread the gospel. So think about this. Paul's vision, his spiritual eyesight enabled him to have a clear vision for his life, to not be discouraged when he was persecuted, to speak and walk in truth regardless of the cost, to walk away from his old life of sin, missing the mark, and to reflect the love of God to others and bring them into God's fold. That's a pretty clear vision statement, right? Paul knew who he was in Christ. Well, I guess we're all challenged to consider, do we have some things that are blocking our vision that are, you know, keeping us from really seeing clearly? And so is it time for you to upgrade your spiritual lens prescription? I'd say all of us could say yes. And we can go to God. He's our doctor, our Lord. And we can ask Him to examine and help us to get the eyes of our understanding open and then accept willingly with an obedient heart and a desire to serve and love God, we can accept it. Just like it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God will always give us the right prescription so that we can see clearly. And that's the way we want to be seeing every day. So Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us, showing us, helping us, guiding us, leading us by the hand. Lord, help all of us, all on the phone line and each member of the body of Christ worldwide, that we can truly rise up to the to live out the calling that we have in Christ. I pray for the needs of folks on the line here and as well as others who are facing opportunities. I want to say a quick prayer for our brother George Evans as he goes in for a surgical procedure tomorrow. Also for Janine Price, for her life and her recovery. Also for this young lady, Savannah. I want to pray for her and for her life and for the deliverance that she's been receiving. And just a really wonderful, exciting testimony to see how far she's really come. And thank you, God, for the hope of Christ's return and that this will be and can be the year. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.